Universities slap rules on professors accused of sexual harassment. Dust and Scott didn't mind the six-hour layover in Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. The 30-year-old was looking forward to using an airport lounge, courtesy of his Sapphire Reserve credit card. What he envisioned, a quiet space where he could relax and eat free before boarding his flight to Ukraine. What he found, a packed room with no available seats. A buffet with barely any food left. Toilet paper on the bathroom floor. You think, oh man, I have this lounge access, I can go in there and chill and there will be a bunch of business people on the laptops, said Mr. Scott, who works in promotions for a bike share company. And you go in and it's like Disney World. Airport lounges were once a perk for business travelers and high spenders, a haven from the chaos of modern travel. Then more rewards credit cards started offering lounge access. And what was once an oasis now is more like a mall food court. Losing that 1% feeling has been jarring. Grouse's say gourmet meals once on offer are now finger foods, and beverages are more likely to be guzzled than sipped. Overcrowding means seats often aren't available. Bruce Douglas, a 63-year-old IT executive who has been visiting airport lounges for 25 years, said lounge staff used to approach him to ask if he would like a drink, and the food available would be a full entree. Today, Mr. Douglas has to stand in line for a Coke. He said the food options consist of cheese squares, crackers, soup, and what passes for salad. Lounges in the U.S. have really gone downhill, he said. Travelers say a turning point came in 2016 when J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. launched its Sapphire Reserve credit card. It became a huge hit, offering big rewards to offset a $450 annual fee. One of those was a Priority Pass membership that provides entry for the cardholder to around 60 lounges at U.S. airports and around 1,200 worldwide, with as many guests as desired. Other cards also offer Priority Pass access, including the Platinum card from American Express Co. and the Prestige card from Citigroup Inc. Priority Pass benefits have become so widespread that wait lists at lounges are now a thing. Mary Azorno and her husband tried to visit one in March at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. A receptionist told Ms. Azorno to expect a 45-minute wait to get in. Ms. Azorno said they didn't bother, the wait would be longer than the layover. Still, Ms. Azorno has been on the other side. After running the Boston Marathon in April, she visited a lounge at Boston's airport and brought in seven of her friends as guests. They spent an hour or so drinking and eating popcorn before their flight.